But I've seen in Darul Uloom Durban and all these masajids and Islamic institutes, people are coming out, qualifying as a hafiz and a sheikh, only to become an imam of a masjid. And the majority of them have forgotten the responsibility of dawah. To invite your own Muslims, that's one problem. To invite non-Muslims to explain to them about Islam, to take the message of Islam to them. If you can't let them understand Islam or bring them to accept Islam, you are letting them understand the message of Islam. Take the message to them. That's our job. And I, you know why I said my last week experience? I have a brother here who's a witness. Your next brother here? All right. Two brothers who are here are witnessing me. We went into a Muslim restaurant owned by an Arab brother because we saw Arab food. I said, all right, halal. So on our way back from there, about seven of us went. Four brothers flew. Me and two other brothers drove back. Went into a halal Arab restaurant. MashaAllah. I know you like stories, eh? See everybody quiet to hear the story. What's next? Aur kya hai ba? Aur kya kahenge ba? So there was this girl by the register. Of course, we thought she was Arab. So, only to realize she was not Muslim. I said, are you Arab? She said, no. Are you Muslim? No. She said, I am Mexican. I said, oh, beautiful. I said, you look like Arab. I have two brothers here, witness. And you know, it was very interesting that the sister was so nice and so kind and serving. I mean, I could have sworn she was a Muslim. But because she said she was Muslim, we had to believe she was a Muslim. And I kept on telling the brothers, I said, you know, that sister could be a Muslim. She should be a Muslim. She's working in a Muslim environment, serving halal food. We have eight, we left, went to the car, ready to go, only to know I lost my keys. Looking all over, we went in the store next door where we walked in, no keys. I don't know what struck me. I said, let's check back in the restaurant. But I didn't go anywhere in the restaurant except sit on the chair. And right where I was sitting, I normally clip my keys on my waist. It's really, I think, the first time these keys fell off. A clip, strong clip. I have it in the ground. And when I picked up the keys, the sister's like, I know you guys enjoy the food, that's why you came back. I said, well, yeah, of course. And then whichever customer she was dealing with left. And I said, sister, so what religion do you belong to? She said, I have no religion. Already struck me. Think what I'm telling you. I have no religion. So then we started giving her dawah. Asked the brothers to go in the car and bring the yellow dawah brochure, one God, one religion. Give it to her. Started telling her about halal and pork and alcohol because she tried to use a halal menu dawah operation because she's in food. And then started telling her about God. And she was so receptive to learn about Islam. And to know about Islam, she took the dawah material, she accepted, I don't have no religion. And it's like, you know, she's like, it's just like I wish someone could teach me about Islam. She was so willing to know more about Islam. And that struck me. The sister took some more dawah brochures, not only for herself, but to give other people. And I'm saying, here is a non-Muslim girl working in a Muslim restaurant. Sometimes we Muslims only think about money. You only think about business. You got non-Muslims working with you. You pay, you hire. I'm not telling you to force them to accept Islam, but you don't even give them the message of Islam. Why do we let these radical imams brainwash some of us? Come here, we sit, we sleep in khutbahs, we don't get the message, that's why we miss
it. All I need you to be grateful, Allah Akbar. Are you telling me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not protect the prestige of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Only living for business. That's all our dream.
Let me see who shall save you now. Answer.